You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. In a swipe against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia, US Ambassador Eric Garcetti on Thursday said strategic autonomy cannot apply in times of conflict. He added that India and the US must uphold principles when other countries go against the rules-based order or violate sovereign borders. Garcetti's remarks came against the backdrop of the White House and the US State Department expressing concern about India's relationship with Russia. Without referring to Modi's trip to Moscow or the war in Ukraine, Garcetti was critical of the outcomes of the India-Russia summit. Garcetti also sought to compare Russia's violation of Ukraine's borders with the military standoff between India and China on the line of actual control. Probationary IAS officer Pooja Khedkar, who is facing questions over her controversial selection into the administrative service, owns property worth 22 crore rupees. The 2023 batch officer has also reported an annual income of 42 lakh rupees in the financial disclosures submitted to the government before joining the service on 28 January 2023. The assets and annual income details for 2023 of Pooja list 7 immovable properties, including 3 plots, 3 land parcels, and a flat, mostly in Pune and Ahmednagar districts. The 32-year-old probationer secured the job in the Indian Administrative Service through OBC and Persons with Benchmark Disabilities quota. The OBC category she opted for has a cap of 8 lakh rupees per year. Anyone above the limit cannot avail the quota benefit for job. Donald Trump seized the opportunity to mock President Joe Biden's slip-up during his Big Boy press conference. Following Biden's earlier gaffe of mistakenly referring to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin, the POTUS sparked another round of internet mockery with yet another embarrassing moment. As he began to take questions, the president stumbled almost immediately. This time, Biden left the crowd baffled by referring to Vice President Kamala Harris as Trump. Barbara Krejcikova will face Jasmine Paolini in the Wimbledon final after battling back for a shock 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 win over former champion Elena Rybakina on Thursday. Krejcikova faces 7th seed Paolini on Saturday in what will be the second Grand Slam final of the 28-year-old's career after her French Open triumph in 2021. Krejcikova shocked 11th seed Daniela Collins in the 4th round and former French Open champion Jelena Ostapenko in the quarterfinals before turning her sights on Rybakina. The two-time Wimbledon doubles champion is now one win away from an unexpected triumph in the singles. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian and her sister Khloe Kardashian touched down in Mumbai on Thursday night for Anant Ambani and Radhika Merchant's wedding. In the visuals captured by the Paps, both sisters can be seen exiting the Kalina Airport. Kim even waved to the shutterbugs before entering her car. For her airport look, Kim opted for a new dress and dark sunglasses. Khloe wore a white t-shirt and jeans. Last week, Justin Bieber performed for hundreds of guests at Sangeet ceremony of Anand and Radhika.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.